With Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
dude. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, dude.
6:40, Brock, Hunter. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show. All right, we got to get to your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Amazing starting pay, amazing benefits, amazing room for growth. If you're looking for a new career, check out special-light.com and start today. Your topic for a Wednesday, what weird punishment did your parents give you as a child? Uh-huh. All right. Sometimes parents got to get creative. This is good for me because I'm going to learn new ways that if my daughter's acting up, acting a fool, if you will.
You'll learn new ways to punish your kid, huh? Kid that's not even born yet, and you're already trying to punish her.
Exactly, exactly. And if she's anything like her mother, I'm going to have to. But, my parents are pretty straightforward. And again, I learned at a very young age. First of all, don't make mom mad because then she's going to tell dad, then dad's, going to spank us. And then also, it's not fun getting spanked or punished. So let's try not to be. I was fairly well behaved. But
well, that's because you didn't want to make dad angry. Yeah, dude, I'm right there with you. We grew up around the same age, man, for sure.
Big old callous farmer hand across the back of the head. You straighten up pretty quick. But the one weird punishment that it cracks me up every time now I think about it. So me and my brother are only like a year and a half apart. So imagine two just monsters, just two boys, just always at each other. I mean, so in the car, that was it. All right. We were at a different world in the car. And if we started acting up too much, dad would literally look in the rearview mirror and yell, "Assume the position!" And what that was is where we had to sit there with our arms crossed, all right, on our side of the car, and you had to sit there. And I swear to God, if you moved your arms if you just twitched a little bit, that hand was coming back there. But
a dad hand. Yeah. Behind the back slapping you would hurt.
Ah! Anybody with kids or has been around kids enough, no, if you tell them to sit still, what do? They don't sit still. It's the hardest thing for a kid to do, especially in a car when you're bored. So there, my brother and I, you just like our faces were
That's
turning
what
red.
He would yell, just, though. Assume the position.
And we're just sitting there, like just looking out the window, our arms crossed, like, this is not my fault. Logan started it. Ridiculous. Dude, that was
a few miles down the road. Somebody kicks one of you.
Yeah, you try and sneak one in, and oh my God. Yep. Yep. So
give him a frogger on the leg.
Bam. Yeah. So, yep. Sitting there, arms crossed. And, dude, there was times, I'm not kidding, like 2 hours. 2 hours stuck in that position. It was the worst.
Dead silence.
And then too, you know how they'd play mental warfare with you, too, because they'd be upstairs laughing, having jokes, playing with the radio, just chatting, eating snacks. And Logan and I are back there just arms crossed. The car sucks. I didn't want to be out of the car. This is terrible.
You know what's funny is that visual. I know everybody has this visual of their dad. All you can see is his eyes in the rearview mirror there. And, like, occasionally he kind of glance up at it, and you guys would make eye contact. Like,
I wasn't looking, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, don't piss Dad off. Seriously. My dad really wouldn't even have to punish me. This is what he would do. He would put his finger and thumb together like he was, like you'd pinch something.
Yeah.
Like real taut like that and just kind of a couple times on the noggin. Just tap me a few times up top and just like, dude, the strength through his like pointer finger. You could feel it. Like, dude, if that's all he's doing is tapping me, I couldn't imagine.
You don't need to do anything else, man. You don't need to
do
anything
else. Dude, he's got them big wrenching hands, too. You know, he's been wrenching his whole life. That's all you'd have to do. A couple taps on the noggin. Hey, shaping up.
That's it. You see your mom over there? She's mad. When mom's mad.
Don't
mad.
Don't piss her off, because if you get me pissed off, what's going to feel like, buddy boy? You can feel it. Damn it, Dad.
You should have got punished more. I'm not gonna lie. I think they let you get away with too much, or that, or they're just so tired by the
time. Me for sure.
You should have been beaten constantly. I don't know too. Did you? And maybe I didn't pick up
the spoon?
On this. No, never got the spoon. Never got it. No, it's just always the hand.
I got the spoon.
I was work, and I think I realize it more now. But they were so good at disguising work as punishments. I don't know. Like, dude, no joke. I spent a summer picking up rocks and putting them into 5-gallon buckets. Like, that's not, like, in a field. in a field, the job was, okay, we got to pick up rocks. And I don't.
Halfway through it. Why am I doing this?
The sun beating down on me, holding a 5-gallon bucket and picking up rocks in a field, man.
I remember sometimes just like saying to my, they hate me.
Yeah.
They just don't even like me. That's why they're making me do this. Bull, you know?
Hey, how many buckets of rocks did you get today? 10? That's not good enough. Get back out there. I don't know.
That's all you want to do is go out and play and do something with your friends or something. Oh, I want to go swimming.
Maybe that's why I didn't act up so much. I was so effing tired from working on the farm. That's it. That was why my dad actually, I figured it out. My dad actually hates farming, but he got the farm just to tire us kids out. That's it. That's all it was. All right.
Just to burn that energy.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-947. Comment on Facebook. What was a weird punishment your parents gave you as a child? We'll get to your answer when we come back. Stick around. Good morning. 751, Brock Hunter.
Nacho Man.
Nacho Man. That sounds way better.
I can go for some nachos right now. Is there any time of the day where nachos don't sound good?
You can make breakfast nachos. Think about that. Do like nachos, but you got like scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, gravy on there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I miss? Remember the walking taco?
Dude, why do you miss it? You're a grown man who can make one at any point in time.
You're right.
And here's the best part, too, is that there's no one stopping you from using a family-sized bag of Doritos or Fritos, all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
You make a walking taco.
It was kind of gypped you on the chips. You know, that little ass bag. Come on, give me something bigger.
We'll get to our topic in a second. But let's. Here's the best part about being an adult for any child out there is all those times where it's like you can't do that. Guess what? When you're an adult, you can do that. So if you want to make a walking taco with an entire bag of Doritos, dude, put a full pound of ground beef taco meat in there.
Seriously.
All right? Full thing of sour cream, cheese. And
you just put a bag clip on it.
Yeah.
Put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
You're going to have it tomorrow.
Yeah. God, that's it. You know what, Hunter? I think we just came up with a $1 million idea here. Because all these people that go get the walking tacos, you know, a little tiny bag. What the F is that?
No. So good. I'm telling you.
The XL walking taco. It's a full pound of ground beef taco meat, a full thing of sour cream, just like all the extra cheese, hot sauce, guacamole. Oh, my God.
You know what's funny is when you have a walking taco in your hand, you can't sit down for some reason.
No.
It's called a walking taco. I have to walk around.
It's not a sitting taco, you moron.
All right.
You idiot. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. You get there. You get the nice fork, the big spoonful of chips.
You got to use a spork. The spork is necessary.
Spork is best for sure. Because you can crunch it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Do you crunch yours up?
Of course. You kidding me? Yeah, what is it? What am I, an amateur? Get out of here. Anyway, that was completely off topic, but hey, at least we figured out something.
Damn good, though.
Giant XL walking taco. Anyway, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Bend Township. What weird punishment did your parents give you as a child? Let's see. Mark said, being grounded from my Super Nintendo, instead of taking it away, Mom put a luggage lock through the two holes and the on the plug so we could stare at it. But So you could see it. But you couldn't play it.
Dude, you know what's wild? It's funny. The Nintendo. That's a great answer. So my mom used to give us Nintendo bucks. So she like drew up her own like Nintendo dollars. And so my brother and I would get like 10 bucks a week. And like each dollar was worth like an hour, I think. Mm-hmm. So we like pay my mom to play Nintendo. Here you go. I stole a few of my brother's Nintendo bucks too, and he didn't know.
You're the worst.
I know, but dude, we had Tecmo Super Bowl. I wanted to play it so badly.
I was going to say, I pay your mom, but not for Nintendo.
Shut the hell up. You know what? I will murder you.
I will murder you, sir. And then take your Nintendo bucks. How about that?
And I will steal. I will take those Nintendo bucks and use them.
Does your brother know that you stole his Nintendo bucks? Does your mom know
yet.
Now?
Not until now.
He just found out now. Oh, you're
not
the worst.
Not until now. He's probably going to be pissed, dude. I'm telling you, dude. Those were worth. Oh, dude,
that's gold.
You think a $100 bill is worth a lot? That Nintendo dollar was gold. Back in the day.
I love
especially
it.
When Mortal Kombat came out, too.
That's just smart, dude. That's smart on your mom's part right there. Get it done. Here you go, Nintendo bucks. Let's see. I like Blake. He had a good one. He said, one of my jackass friends had a backpack full of porno mags and DVDs. On the bus on the way home, he stuffed them into my backpack. A few hours later, my mom was checking my bag for homework and found it. So she cornered me in my room and went off on me for it and then made me march it through the house in front of everyone to throw it in the trash.
Hey, all right. First off, was it Blake?
Yeah. Yep.
First off, Blake, your mom's not listening, so you don't have to lie. You definitely took that from his bag and put it and blamed it on.
You used Nintendo bucks to buy that porno magazine, what you did, Blake. that's a good one. That's a good humiliation is always good.
Oh,
Brad said washing my mouth out with soap. I don't think I ever got the soap in the mouth.
Oh, me, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, bar soap, Dial, straight up Dial in the mouth.
Yeah.
That only happened once, though. I'll tell you that much.
It works, too, because you really don't swear that much. I obviously never got the soap in the mouth because I swear like
you
a sailor.
You need more than soap in your mouth. You need to power wash your mouth. That's what you need to do.
Some Ajax in there. Some bleach.
You bleach it.
I like Laura's answer. the weirdest punishment. Weird punishment your parents gave you. She said choosing our own punishment was the dude. I'm actually glad I never had to because you know you're never gonna pick a punishment that's good enough, okay?
It's almost like picking your branch.
Yeah.
Picking the switch.
Yeah.
You know?
Choosing your own punishment. What are you gonna do? Because you know it's gotta be good enough to make the parents satisfied, but you don't want it so bad that you suffer all that much.
And you know what? My mom had to she tells me stories, man. She had to go out and pick up her own willow branch.
Yeah.
And she turned out just fine. I love my mom to death. I know you do too. Shut the hell up. Don't say it.
What is it? Yeah.
She used to have to go out and pick that branch, man. You know, like that's a real thing.
You know what you do? Here's what you do is you act really bad for like a year. All right. You just take the whooping. Then that tree's going to be out of branches. What are you going to pick now? That's what you're going to pick.
Yeah. They're cutting that tree down.
Because after like the eighth or ninth time, your ass is so calloused and everything. You're fine. All right. So yeah, it's fine. And then the tree's going to be dead. No more branches. No more punishments. Boom.
Why do you think the tree looks like that? It feels bad from all the people it's been beating.
It's just a stump now. Just a stump. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.